This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, thank you, Woody, and you guys, you've been hammering. You've been hammering it hard all morning. I get it. On the signing yesterday, I told everybody to get a little background. I thought Omar Kelly just had a great article in the Miami Herald, really going through everything with Darren Waller, his background, Frank Smith's relationship with him, some of the things that are out there right now, and he joins us. So we've got that, and, of course, all the other news earlier a few days ago with the trade with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Omar joins us right now. Omar, by the way, I love the article. I told you last night I thought it was really good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't get to talk to him in person. That's basically an article put together based on an interview that he did with I Am Athlete and an interview he did with Men's Health. You can go to the internet. He's had a good talk with John Gruden. There's actually a video of him praising Frank Smith for all that he's taught him in front of Frank Smith. I don't even know where that video came from, but I've shared all that on my Twitter. If you want to get to know Darren Waller, there's an easy way to do it. You could just listen to his music, and he basically spent the year pouring out his soul.
Yeah, I guess the music is his therapy, which, by the way, it's funny because that is a big part of therapy now is the music stuff. So anyway, without getting deep into that stuff, so Darren Waller, you know, we were all kind of waiting and looking at different teams and who's got, you know, a surplus of tight ends and where can we get one that's a little disgruntled or not, and it ends up being
or needs some money
or needs some money.
A new deal. Yeah.
So what's your take? And I get it, by the way, in fairness to our fan base this morning. I don't know what you were getting, but Darren Waller, really, 33, the demons and the stuff that he's fought through and is fighting through.
Quit football.
Quit football. And now we're going to put him out there. I'm guessing, let's start with this. I'm guessing the team worked him out. I would be shocked if they didn't get him to run around out there and see how he looks.
I doubt it.
I would be really disappointed if we didn't do that.
He's. I think anybody who's been around him, from what I hear, he's in phenomenal shape. He's competing in what is that? It's like CrossFit, but it's something else.
That's great, but I want to see him out there running routes and see how he moves at age 33. You can be in great shape at that age, but I want to see if you move like you did.
Is he in football shape? Probably not. People make a big deal about the age. I don't, because he's had like 3 years where he's been away from football.
But that's not good. Like 3 years away from football. You know, it's one thing to be away from.
They're different years. It's not like three consecutive years. But, you know, suspensions and injuries.
All right.
Think about it. The only concern I have is the medical history. He's got a Chris Greer-esque medical resume, which, you know, but it is what it is. This is a flyer. This is a low-risk, high-reward signing. I'm not even sure he's going to make it out of training camp, not from talent standpoint, but if he wants to continue to play football. He has walked away from the game recently because of all the adversity and things he was going through in his life. Depression, a divorce, you know, nearly dying from a medical issue. He's much like Ricky Williams, where he doesn't know if he loves the game anymore. He loves what the game brings him, but he doesn't want the game to bring him into a state of depression or let old habits surface up. Yeah. Now, he said the only place that he would come back and play was the Miami Dolphins for Frank Smith.
Right.
So, okay, the Miami Dolphins clearly had this in their back pocket probably for months. And now that they moved Jonnu Smith, there's a reason that we started hearing, oh, Jonnu Smith's on the trade market a month ago.
So you think this was the move all along why we were – I wish they would have called me so I didn't go around trying to sniff out, like, who might be the disgruntled tight end that we might be able to get. But anyway.
Yeah, no. I think, yes, this is – and I think, yes, I think the day before when you heard Tom Pelissero, who is somebody's mouthpiece, I won't say who – say, hey, Dolphins are shopping for a tight end. That basically was a signal. Send us your last offers. There's no coincidence that Jonnu Smith and this tight end is a Drew Rosenhaus client. There's no coincidence that, oh, Drew Rosenhaus just got one client traded away and tripled his salary. And, oh, by the way, he can have your replacement too. Like,
so Darren Waller is a Drew guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, see that's what I'm hearing for, Joe. I'll tell you.
No, I usually keep up on the Drew list of clients,
is
huge.
It's a long list, Joe. It's a long list.
Hey, So how do you think it works out? What's your gut? They don't get the benefit of the doubt on anything right now. You know, from most of our fan base.
Yeah, and sadly, most of our fan base hopes everybody around this organization fails. Because they don't care about the team and winning and success and the players. They just want a complete, total reset. And GM, coach, quarterback, everybody, just bomb the thing. So they don't care. I would say 40% of the fan base does not care. They don't want the Dolphins to win. And I think that's very unfair. I love what they've done the last 2 days. Who in the world thought Minka Fitzpatrick would come back here?
Yeah, I did not see that one. No, I did not see that coming. You'd have to be real smart out there if you knew that.
No, that's crazy talk. Minka ran out of here screaming about, you know, how bad the culture was, and now he's coming back. So it's, you know,
I think his thing was a Brian Flores, the way he was being used. Is that falling under culture?
It was everything. It was more than Flores. Minka did not like I'm not going to speak for Minka. I'll let him speak when he gets here.
He didn't like the way he was being used.
That was problem number one. But there were other problems. He didn't like the fact that they were tanking. He didn't like the fact that a lot of guys in the secondary weren't really nice to him. There was a lot of things going on with Minka.
Okay. All right, well, listen, he had a hell of a rookie year. I thought the way we used him, he was unbelievable in the slot. Mm-hmm. I mean, my God,
Should he have been the free safety over Bobby McCain? Absolutely. Did Brian Flores botch that one and really, you know, sour the relationship? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is history, but now Chris Kirk gets back his guy.
Yeah, listen, I agree that getting him back – Jalen Ramsey wasn't going to be here. I know everybody. Well, what are we going to do? And I get it. We still got to replace Jalen Ramsey and find some young corners who can play. But Jalen Ramsey, it was a divorce. Since you and I are familiar with divorces, that was going to be a divorce. That was
going to be a divorce. And a nasty one, too.
And I'm familiar with those. And yes, I'm not saying you are. I am. And you're right. No way. Mom goes, is there any chance? I go, no, there's not.
Nope. Yeah,
the God kids bless are like, Mom.
Hey,
Mom.
Can we keep the kids and the family together? Nope, absolutely not.
Sorry, kids. We might be going to some counseling together because that ain't going to work. Exactly.
Yep.
Oh, God. See, look at you and I get off the whole thing. Hey, were you surprised on the Jonnu Smith thing? I thought they were going to cave and give him the money, by the way. We're talking about old news.
I think it's respectable to cave and give him $9 million. 12 is just absolutely obscene.
Yeah. He got it.
So, hey, baby.
Hey, how about Jalen Ramsey speaking again? The Steelers go, you know what? We really want you to be happy. We're going to throw another $1.5 million on top of your deal because we think
that's how Jalen Ramsey does business.
Yeah,
Jalen Ramsey is a businessman and a mercenary, and unfortunately, he's probably the biggest bully I've ever encountered.
No, and Ndamukong Suh big.
No, he's more of a bully.
No,
than Ndamukong
come
Suh.
On.
No, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. And Ndamukong Suh was a mean man, but he knew how to play the game. Jalen Ramsey don't play the game. Let me tell you a tale. Ndamukong Suh, he knew that he had created so many enemies, and he knew that his impression in Miami was going to leave a negative taste on people's mouths. But you know what Ndamukong Suh cared about? He cared about being in the Hall of Fame. So you know who he goes and sits down with? Our Hall of Fame voter. Armando.
Yeah.
So Ndamukong Suh knows how to play the game.
By the way, he's not getting in there. He could freelance, and apparently he got no shot to get in there. None. You think he's getting in?
Ndamukong?
Yeah.
No way. He was a dominant player for his era. Can you name another defensive tackle probably more
worthy?
That's
the freelancingest defense alignment of all time. I hope somebody gets that out there, Armando or anybody else. That man.
Won titles, put up money. I mean, he might get in there. I don't know. I don't know.
You put too many guys. You put everybody in there. You put everybody in there.
Don't do me like that, Joe.
You the guy go, he's a Hall of Famer. You got half our guys in the Hall of Fame. Ramsey.
No, I don't. I wish Cam Wake had a better resume, but that he does, he's not going to make it in. But
hey, by the way, I got to ask this. I did Pittsburgh. I finally caved last night, and I did some Pittsburgh radio. So they asked me about Jalen Ramsey, and you probably got this. I know you did a national show yesterday for NFL Network. So Jalen Ramsey, they're going, how's this going to work with Tomlin? They're all aware of Jalen Ramsey. Oh. It's no longer a secret. I said, I think it's going to be fine. I think the first year, Jalen's cool with Tomlin. He respects him.
Yeah.
He respects him.
Mike Tomlin's probably the only person in the NFL that Jalen Ramsey couldn't bully. So I think he'll be all right. And that's the thing. Jalen's an elite player still. To say whatever you want about his struggles against Aaron Rodgers, Jalen is still an elite player. Like, don't get this twisted. Trust me. He is a very dominant, effective player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think he's good. I don't say that either. I think he's really good. He's toward the top. When you look at starting corners in a nickel and you rank them all, he's top tier. He's top 10, 12, 13. I'm with you. I don't disagree.
I don't put him in. I can name eight that are better. I really don't know if I can name eight that are better.
All right. That just counts on, you know, who you're going with. But to your point, he's still good. Yes. He's still good.
Yeah.
You expect him to let it rip with Mike when he finally, or he just going to let this go?
He's just going to let this go. I think he's going to be diplomatic. Understand that you can't force your way out of three situations and it not have collateral damage. And I think Jalen wants his legacy to be good, legacy to be Hall of Fame worthy. And so you can't leave mess around. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So let me ask you, if this thing doesn't work, we need a pass receiving tight end a little bit. And by the way, if we use our outside receivers.
No, you're good. If Darren Waller doesn't work, I'm a Connor Tanner guy. I am. I've seen him flash too much to know he could play. And he can contribute. When you talk to the coaches, he probably has one of the greatest understandings of the offense. He could play every position except for running back. That's H-back, that's fullback, that's inline, that's move.
I've seen him put him different
that's
places.
That's wide receiver, that's slot. So, and I believe in his talent. The problem I have is that it has never translated to a game situation. But people forget about this. In the Seattle game, which was Skylar Thompson's first start, it was Connor Tanner who won the starting spot, not Jonnu Smith. He was playing ahead of Jonnu Smith. And, you know, that game didn't – it was a homecoming for him. That game didn't go as well as he had hoped. And obviously, Jonnu eventually took over. But he played because he had a better understanding of the offense than Jonnu at the time. So, The coaches are so high on Julian Hill, and I know everybody will say the penalties and whatever, whatnot. They truly believe in Julian.
Yes, they do. No. I have spent lots of time with the tight ends coach, and you're right. They like him a lot.
And if there's anybody I'm not going to question on that coaching staff, it's John Embry, because he's coached two Hall of Famers. And I believe it's five Pro Bowlers.
No, John Embry's a damn good coach. And by the way, he's got some old school in, which I'm always amazed at. He's got a little old school in him, but he's figured out how to go old school and still work with Mike.
Yeah.
Mike doesn't always like that old school stuff, like some, hey, but.
No, he might need to get over it, because sometimes you got to coach these guys hard. And sometimes you got to have somebody in there to hold them accountable. And I know Darren Rizzi's your boy. But Darren Rizzi would have been a perfect fit for this team as a special teams coach, because Darren Rizzi will be your bad guy. And this team, they need a bad guy. Mike is a good guy. Mike's a good cop, but you need a bad cop.
That's true. Like, that is true. And by the way, Riz, I got to tell you, there were times when Riz, when his special teams guys, you seen him on the sideline, get after after guys that are good. Really good
players. That's
not
just special teams. Riz will get after guys like you showing up late for meetings.
Oh no, he wasn't flying that. I know you don't want to see that with Riz. No, you're right.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have a few drinks with him this weekend. We got the big wedding. I thought, is that why you just did that?
Yeah. I know you're down for the big wedding.
The big wedding. Man, we're all fired. I think my wife's already getting ready for it. It's in a couple of days. I think Sherry started getting ready for that wedding.
She gave you some rules, huh, Joe?
It's funny you said that. She did ask me. It's a little past, now I know those guys are going to be there, but I still, that doesn't mean you got to be the last one to leave and drink too much. I got that whole thing.
Listen, Joe. Speaking from experience, just put yourself on a 4-drink limit. That's it. You'll be all right.
Hey,
I know this asks for much, Joe, but happy wife, they say happy life.
So you want to hear the other one, Omar? That, At the dinner rehearsal, I'm going to speak. I was asked to speak at dinner rehearsal. And so my wife said, you know, she tried to go behind my back and go, it's a bad idea before you ask him or I ask him. He's gonna be drinking, and it could get, somebody could be offended that doesn't know him. And the Riz's family's coming down from the Northeast. Are you sure? And I was like, it's going to be fine. I love both of them, man. Mackenzie and my nephew. Yeah. Come on. And she's already. And then I heard about it again last night. Like, you know, you don't have to be funny. Just say a couple of nice things straight. Just straight.
So, and I know you heard this. Don't embarrass me, Joe.
Yeah. No. That's the big one. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Very quiet wife. And yeah, she doesn't want to be embarrassed. So anyway, so, well, we got some interesting things. Interesting because about this whole thing with Darren Waller, people are going nuts today. I ain't going to lie to you. They're going friggin' nuts. Like, what are we doing? And everything he's been through.
I would say for those who have their concerns, and it's valid for you to have concerns, understand that your head coach is also a recovering alcoholic who probably can relate and understand more about Darren Waller than just about anybody in the NFL. Go do your research on Darren Waller. There's a men's health article that's very detailed. Go listen to just some of his songs. Go listen to like there's a song about divorce, his divorce. He poured out his soul.
That's pretty quick though. He wasn't married very long, was he? That was a quickie.
He was married to Kelsey Plum, and I have no idea how long.
She was a basketball player, right? WNBA player?
She's a WNBA star. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Omar, appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for a little insight of everything. We'll see how everything plays. We're still getting another cornerback, right? A veteran cornerback?
Probably,
the price comes down?
To training camp. Once their price comes down. Who knows? Chris Greer has been on a roll. He might be ready to shoot a shot right now.
Yeah.
I still say bring Xavier home.
I know you do. You got your favorites. All right, I'm going to let you go on the X-Man thing. Omar, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later, Joe.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning. I want to take a second to talk about sports-related injuries. Hate doing it. Man, sooner or later, it happens to all of us. Baptist Health South Florida, man, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. People didn't even know that about Baptist Health South Florida unless you listen to this show. Yeah, Baptist Health's everywhere for everything and do great work. Got great doctors across the board, but I like talking about injuries and getting healthy. That's all. Because if you're active and you're competitive, it doesn't matter. Well, doesn't matter what age. There's a reason. Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins all use the doctors of Baptist Health South Florida's team doctors, as well as most of their specialists for the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. I'm talking about frontline doctors that know how they've seen it and they know how to fix it and get you back out playing sports that you love the most. And we got three great facilities, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility. Got a real nice, sweet, sweet facility there. And 595 in Pine Island Implantation, man, the pineapple is lit up and doing well these days. We got some more facilities on the way. Listen, Baptist Health's about keeping us all healthy so we can all enjoy sports and being active every day. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. Let's get healthy quickly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.